Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
At 8 o'clock, you're looking live at breaking news. Sky 5 over the scene in Johnston County, where a crash is causing some huge delays on 40 westbound. I'll show you the alternate route.
And it's a cold start out there this morning, a little bit of a wind chill. It's going to be a chilly day today. And the second thing you need to know about is the timing of the rain on Friday is moving a little earlier. I'll show you coming up.
Juvenile crime is on the rise in Durham. Just ahead, how community leaders are working to curb the trend this morning.
Also, a government shutdown could be avoided for the fourth time. The promise from congressional leaders as they prepare to vote on that stopgap bill. Could be as early as today, could get to President Biden's desk. We're glad you're here joining us at our desk here inside the WRL studio. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday morning. A little sunshine after all that rain
we
saw.
Well, it's bonus yesterday. Day of the
it
year,
is.
You know?
Yes.
We'll get a little sun out of it.
Right? I know. It looks like we'll have it for today, but then we could see some more rain for tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a nice look over North Hills. The sun is shining. We like it.
Yeah, our extra special bonus leap day of this year is going to be a little on the cool side, but it will be dry, and the sun's trying to peek out, and it should feel partly to mostly cloudy in the next few hours. 40 degrees in the triangle right now. We've had light wind, but it's been coming out of the northwest. It's still making things feel a little chilly out there. There's a little hint of a wind chill in some places. For example, it's 41 in Fayetteville, but it feels like 35. It feels like 39 in Clinton. It feels like 35 in Rocky Mount, where it's 40 degrees. So not much wind, not a big difference, but it's 32 in Roxborough, 38 right now in Southern Pines. Our 24-hour temperature changed 25 to almost 30 degrees cold. Colder than it was this time yesterday. And the winds will be on their way down. We're not looking at the windy conditions we had yesterday, and our winds will be diminishing as we get through the day. It's definitely going to feel like February today with highs in the low 50s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds through the afternoon. And then, of course, we've been talking about rain for Friday night into Saturday. And now that we're seeing the high-resolution models, the timing's a little earlier, so we could start to see some rain in our southern counties right around or just after lunchtime. And then that rain spreads across our viewing area up to the northeast, with a heavier chance for rain overnight. It looks like it might move out a little earlier on Saturday than what we were seeing yesterday. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
It's 8:02 and we're following breaking news right now with a crash on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton bypass, creating some big delays. Sky 5 over the scene right now. Live pictures show that traffic is getting by only in the right lane there, really the right shoulder, as they work to get this crash cleared. We're not getting any indication that this involved serious injuries. Working to get some more details about it. The big story right now is just how big the backups are as you leave the McGee's Crossroads area on 40 westbound, heading up toward 42 in the Cleveland community. Also, some very heavy delays showing up in both directions of 42 this morning. If you're in McGee's Crossroads trying to get up toward Garner, consider taking 210 out to Raleigh Road. Raleigh Road goes to Government Road, and then that'll take you back to 42. From 42, you can get to the Clayton Bypass, take that westbound, back to 40 westbound. That'll get you on the other side of those big delays. It should save you about 20 minutes this morning. Also following another crash causing some big problems in Wake County, this is 40 westbound at Harrison Avenue, where we have a crash there in the median blocking two right lanes. Carry Fire on the scene there. We have two lanes able to get through there, but some big backups that began all the way back around the US 1 interchange on 40 westbound. A 13-minute delay right now between US 1 and Wade Avenue, and then from Wade Avenue to 540, you're going to be stuck in traffic for about 11 minutes heading around that crash at Harrison. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Harrison Avenue, you're in good shape heading out toward the airport and into South Durham. Also, we have a report of a crash in Garner on 70 westbound, Business 70, right around Juergen Road, with some heavy delays beginning around the Vandura Springs Road interchange there on US 70. And in South Durham, a crash reported blocking the right lane of 40 eastbound around the 55 interchange. You can see a 12-minute delay showing up on sensors as you head between 15501 and 885. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from 55, you're on the other side of those delays. If you're heading out right now, you can listen to our live newscast as well as our weather and traffic updates on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Power's back on this morning for thousands who lost it as strong winds and rain blew through our area. At one point last night, more than 1,300 homes and businesses in Carrboro were without power. Customers in Knightdale also lost power due to a blown transformer there. This morning, the Duke Energy map only shows a handful of outages, and those are in the Sand Hills.
Well, there are only a few delays and cancellations at RDU this morning after last night's weather forced dozens of disruptions to flights. More than 70 flights were delayed yesterday, but it appears they are getting back on schedule this morning, many of them to and from destinations along the East Coast as that storm system moved through.
Fire officials in Johnston County are working to learn the cause of a fire that burned more than a dozen cars in a salvage yard. That fire broke out at the facility on Sedisco Road near U.S. 70 and Wilson's Mills last night. By the looks of it, it could have gotten a lot worse. There were 16 cars involved, and crews were able to put out the fire in about 30 to 40 minutes. It stopped it, though, from spreading to other cars in that lot.
Well, this is a live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning, where last night congressional leaders struck a deal on a bill that will prevent a partial government shutdown. The agreement would extend funding through March 8th. Today, the House plans to vote on the stopgap bill. As Amy Kiley reports, they have until the end of the day to avoid a full government shutdown.
It looks like segments of the federal government won't shut down this weekend after all. Leaders say they agree on a continuing resolution. But that's not the biggest budget news in Washington.
This is for the process to allow us to honor the rules and not jam people with a large piece of legislation they haven't had a chance to review.
Top congressional leaders say they'll hold votes on six long-term appropriations bills next week. Here are some of the government agencies that legislation affects. The CR keeps them open through March 8th. Leaders say they're still finalizing another six bills covering the rest of government. The CR gives them until March 22nd for those. Some lawmakers say it's about time the country had a fiscal year plan.
This is stupid. This ridiculous back and forth about nothing. I mean, this was supposed to be done in September.
Voters are shaking their heads, wondering what in God's name we are doing.
We should be dealing with issues that are meaningful to American families immediately.
The budget news comes the same day as another high-profile announcement. The longest-serving party leader in Senate history is giving up his title.
This will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll still be a senator, but he says it's time for the next generation of leaders.
I yield the floor.
That was Amy Kiley reporting. Now, if the House passes the bill today, it will then go to the Senate for a vote and then to President Biden's desk.
A death row inmate appealing his conviction will be back in court for a fourth day today. 37-year-old Hassan Bakode's defense team is arguing racial bias was a factor in the jury selection for his trial in 2009. And it ultimately influenced his sentence, is what they say. Yesterday, a UNC statistics professor testified about his review of data related to the racial makeup of juries compared to sentences. This hearing is expected to last another 2 weeks. The outcome could have huge implications for more than 100 people on death row in North Carolina. You can watch the hearing live on WRAL.com.
Juvenile crime in Durham is on the rise, and there are efforts happening to try and reverse that trend. There's funding available for programs in the county that are working to address the problem. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is outside Durham Police Department this morning. And Kelsey, police data shows a big uptick in youth crime in the past year.
Michelle, juvenile crime offenses in Durham have gone up more than 49% from 2022 to 2023. That's according to the latest numbers from Durham Police's crime report. This morning, community leaders will be meeting to look at ways to change that. That same crime report shows larceny was the most common juvenile crime. There were a total of 76 juvenile larceny offenses last year, up from 55 the year before. Durham County's Juvenile Crime Prevention Council is meeting today. They're discussing funding options for programs to help delinquent or at-risk youth. They already have $71,000 from the state. This morning, the group will meet to discuss how to best allocate those funds, and the programs that they choose to fund should go into effect July 1st. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Today, President Biden and former President Donald Trump will visit the southern border in Texas. The migrant crisis has become one of the primary issues in the run for the White House. President Biden will be in Brownsville, Texas. He'll meet with Border Patrol agents as he ramps up pressure on congressional Republicans to consider bipartisan border security measures. Trump is expected to make remarks in Eagle Pass, Texas, where authorities have seen a high number of migrant crossings.
Many students at St. Augustine's University are considering transferring after the school lost its accreditation. One student told WREL that anyone who isn't currently a senior is seriously looking into transferring. Degrees from an unaccredited university do not hold the same weight as one from an accredited school. Also, students will not be able to get federal financial aid to continue to attend St. Aug. Other colleges often welcome students affected by accreditation loss. Wake Tech has already seen interest from current St. Aug students.
I don't think transferring is going to be difficult for them. It's just going to be that whole college search process again, and that's stressful.
Students can also choose to stick around in hopes that St. Aug will turn things around and regain accreditation before their graduation date. The university plans to file a lawsuit that will allow it to maintain accreditation while the case plays out in court. Coming up, the wildfires in Texas continue to grow. An update on the deadly blaze that has taken over the Texas Panhandle.
And new protections are in the works for domestic abuse survivors. Just ahead, the proposed measure hoping to close a disturbing loophole that lets abusers track victim locations.
And the timeline for tomorrow's rain is looking a little earlier. I'll show you when you can expect to see rain where you are and what time it could move out on Saturday. Coming up.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. This is a live look over sunny Rocky Mount Mills. Quite a difference today from yesterday. The sun is shining and it is much cooler than temperatures we saw yesterday. Elizabeth Gardner, with a look around town. You're feeling it this morning. You need the jacket.
Yeah, it's chilly out there, but we're really starting to see the skies brighten up, especially over here in Chapel Hill. Look at that blue sky. Just a little bit of high, thin cloud cover there, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. In Apex, we're starting to see those clouds thinning out. And same thing in Goldsboro. Still some lingering clouds for sure, but those clouds are on their way out and will be mostly sunny to partly cloudy for most of the day. In Fayetteville, there is our newsroom there on Hay Street. So, of course, the rain is over with, but how much did we end up seeing yesterday? There were some places, especially in our western counties, where we only measured a trace. At least these were the estimates on Doppler radar. About a quarter of an inch in Fayetteville, but around the triangle, it was a quarter of an inch to a half an inch for the most part. So we had some rain, and we certainly could use some. So for tomorrow, we're looking at some changes. It looks like with each of the model runs that's coming in, the timing is pushing up just a little bit earlier and earlier. It is likely to be dry for most of the morning, and temperatures will be chilly starting in the 30s. Like now. By lunchtime, we're seeing some showers moving in, and that rain will continue to spread north and east through the afternoon and pick up in intensity. Some of the heaviest rain will be overnight and early Saturday morning, but it looks like it could move out fairly early. Here's a look at the big picture right now. This high pressure system is going to keep things dry for today, but we'll start to see that low developing and pushing some rain into our area. This is the new run of the computer models that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and it has the rain here even quicker than the last run. The last run had some showers at 11 o'clock down here around Fayetteville. So at 11 o'clock, we have that rain in the Triangle area. Until we get more runs of the models in, it's hard to know whether, you know, it's going to consistently show that, but it's showing it right now. So by lunchtime, seeing some showers in the Triangle, and then by 4 or 5 o'clock, it pushes all the way across the viewing area. Also, just see waves of rain overnight. There's 8 p.m. on Friday. I mean, we'll pause it there at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And the exit of the rain is faster. We were looking at some of that rain lingering in our eastern counties up until around 8 a.m. So it's trending faster and faster. We may not see a lot of sunshine on Saturday, maybe a few holes in the clouds late in the afternoon, but it does look like we may have a mostly dry day. How much rainfall will we see Friday night into Saturday? It's looking like half an inch to an inch. I mean, we're going to start that rain in the afternoon Friday, and it moves out around sunrise on Saturday. So we'll have enough time for a lot of rain. And it's 100% chance overnight, but late Friday, 50 and about 40% chance on Saturday. Checking the pollen count, our latest count was medium for trees, but that's likely to go down the next couple of days with the rain that we've seen and the rain that we'll end up seeing. It will be mild over the weekend, 65 on Saturday, 68 on Sunday. Sunday looks dry, and so does Monday and Tuesday with some warm temperatures, Brian.
It's 8:17 right now, and I have good news. It looks like they have cleared that crash for the most part on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. We're still seeing some huge delays, though, coming in from the McGee's Crossroads area. You still might consider using an alternate route, probably 210 out to Government Road and then Government Road to 42. From 42, you can pick up the bypass and head back to I-40 westbound on the other side of those delays. But at least we have lanes open and we should start to see some of that backup clearing. Want to head out to Cary with some more good news. It looks like they have reopened those two left lanes of 40 westbound at Harrison Avenue. They still have a lot of activity here in the median. So a reminder where you see those flashing lights, move over at least one lane if you can. But it's going to be a while before we can get the congestion worked out. As you can see here on these latest sensor readings, about a 15-minute delay showing up between US 1 and Wade Avenue. We're down to a 5-minute delay, though, around that crash site itself. So we are seeing some improvements. It's just going to be a little while before we get things back to normal. Also tracking some heavy delays in South Durham this morning on 40 eastbound. This is the camera at 55. And you can see on that live picture, we have that right lane blocked with a minor crash there. About a 13-minute delay showing up on 40 eastbound this morning, coming in from 15501. Again, if you can pick up 40 east from 55, you'll be on the other side of those big backups. And in Garner, we're still watching delays on westbound 70 at Juergen Road with a report of the right lane block there. The backups began right around Vandura Springs Road.
Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning. One person is dead and several others are hurt in Orlando after a shooting in a neighborhood there. Multiple people were shot. Their conditions are unknown. It happened around 11 o'clock last night in the northern part of the city. Police have not identified the victims or said exactly how many people were shot.
This is what many families are waking up to again this morning. The large areas of land burning and the smell of smoke in the air in Texas. Biggest wildfire is the Smokehouse Creek Fire in the Texas Panhandle there. Just 3% contained right now. Also, the Texas A&M Forest Service reports at least 23 wildfires are burning all across the Panhandle. Family members identified an 83-year-old grandmother from Hutchinson County who was found dead in her home. Wildfires have destroyed homes, businesses, burned vast ranch lands, killed livestock, and forced countless evacuations. One person described the scene as people quickly tried to escape those fast-moving flames.
It was really crazy, a lot of chaos, a lot of trauma, a lot of people displaced, and it was real sad.
Several school districts remain closed because of the wildfires. Texas also raised its fire preparedness level, opening the door for resources to come from other regions and states. To that end, Oklahoma activated its emergency response teams. Those dry conditions and high winds remain in the forecast, though, through the weekend, making this battle very difficult for firefighters.
Shocking dash cam video in Oregon shows a distracted driver going over a cliff. Look at this. This video has been slowed down. You can see the SUV make a sharp right turn before launching off the highway and plunging 200 feet down an embankment. Authorities say the driver took their eyes off the road. Thankfully, that person survived and was able to get out of the car after that crash. Police needed to use a rope to pull the person back up the hill and get them to the hospital for treatment.
If you have a Jeep Grand Cherokee, it may need some replacement bolts, and Chrysler is recalling more than 300,000 of those Jeep Grand Cherokees for steering wheel issues. The model years are between 2021 and 23. Bolts in the vehicle's upper control arm may have been damaged during the assembly process. That means the upper control arm could separate from the steering wheel and cause loss of steering. Chrysler plans to provide inspections and replacements of the bolts starting in April.
Federal regulators are working to make victims of domestic violence feel safer while driving their cars. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has proposed extending the Safe Connections Act to newer model cars. The act was passed by Congress last year and prevents abusers from tracking their victims through cell phone providers. If the proposal is approved, abusers will not be able to track their victims through cars' navigation systems.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, the number of new babies born in Japan drops for an 8th straight year. The Japanese Health Ministry says new births were down 40,000 in 2023 compared to the previous year. Also, the number of couples registering to get married decreased, slipping below 500,000 for the first time since 1933. Now, the Japanese government is worried about this, kicking in more than $23 million to come up with measures to tackle Japan's rapidly declining birth rate. Now, some of the policies that they're thinking about includes expanding child care allowances and covering childbirth costs by insurance.
And back here at home, 10 more people have died from the flu in North Carolina, including two children. That brings the death toll in this state to 266 so far this season. Overall, respiratory viruses have dropped for the fifth straight week. COVID, flu, and RSV combined make up 10% of all emergency room visits. COVID patients account for the most hospitalizations, with 732 patients statewide. Flu is down 85% compared to its peak in December, with 161 people currently in the hospital. If you plan to head out to Wrightsville Beach anytime soon, you'll have to pay. Parking season starts this weekend. Parking rates and hours vary, so you'll want to double check the cost. But there is a quick cheat to get 2 hours free. You have to register your car into the parking system, either at a pay-by-park kiosk or text to park. You can find details on the town's website.
8:23 right now, fire broke out at a salvage yard in Johnston County. What we know about this blaze that burned up more than a dozen vehicles, that's coming up.
And Kyle Filipowski back in the game after his court-storming injury. The details of his game against Louisville just ahead.
To get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking a number of backups on the road, including a crash on I-40, Brian.
Good news there. That crash on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton bypass has cleared. We're still seeing some lingering delays, though, coming in from the McGee's Crossroads area. The backups are pretty solid from 210 all the way out to 42. If you're in the McGee's Crossroads part of Johnston County, take Highway 50 up to 42 and then 42 back to 40 westbound. That should save you some time this morning. On 40 westbound in Cary, we have a crash in the median there. Just beyond that, Harrison Avenue Bridge, we're still seeing some lingering delays from West Raleigh, especially between US 1 and Wade Avenue. About a 6-minute backup there, and outbound westbound Wade Avenue delays heading out toward I-40 that'll slow you down this morning. In South Durham, look out for a crash on 40 eastbound at 55, measuring a 16-minute backup now coming in from Chapel Hill.
We are looking at much colder temperatures this morning and some lingering cloud cover. Those clouds are starting to thin out a little bit. There's a live look at Apex, but you can still see some clouds hanging around out there. Temperatures are chilly too, upper 30s, low 40s. It's 38 in Southern Pines, 40 in Tarboro and Irwin, 37 in South Hill, 40 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. So walking the dog this morning feels colder than it did yesterday, and it stays cool this afternoon too, with highs only in the low 50s. Our evening temperatures drop off into the 40s fairly quickly.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Power is back on this morning for thousands who lost it as strong winds and rain blew through that area. More than 1,300 homes and businesses in Carrboro were without power last night. Customers in Knightdale also lost power due to a blown transformer. There are still a few outages in the Sandhills. Next on Fox 50, the efforts Durham County leaders are making to stop juvenile crime. And coming up next on Today, catching up with the cast from A Different World.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30. I'm tracking three big backups in the triangle this morning. I'll tell you which exits you want to avoid.
And two things you need to know heading out the door. It's a lot colder this morning. Our temperature is upper 30s to right around 40 degrees. And the rain on Friday looks like it'll arrive a little earlier than it looked like yesterday. I'll show you the timeline.
Durham community leaders are making efforts to curb the rise in juvenile crime in that area. The efforts county leaders are making to get funding for youth programs.
And a push to protect access to IVF nationwide has been blocked by Senate Republicans. The passionate speech from a Democratic senator sharing her experience with modern medicine. We have that and a lot more to get you caught up at 8:30 on your Thursday morning, February 29th. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
Yeah, I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your leap day once every 4 years. Hopefully you tune in a little more frequently than that. We're certainly glad you're with us right now. And we have an active day weather-wise. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center, certainly after last night coming into this morning. Big change in temperatures.
Big change. Our temperatures are running 20 to 25 degrees cooler this morning than they were yesterday. And it's going to be a cool afternoon. afternoon, too. Looking at a high of 53, some cloud cover out there this morning. Those clouds will be dissipating through the day. It'll still be a cold start tomorrow morning at 37 and a cool day tomorrow at 54. We have the potential for rain to start to roll in as early as lunchtime tomorrow. So that's a little bit earlier than we were seeing yesterday. And the new runs of the model that just came in a few minutes ago is even earlier than the previous one. So we're trending earlier. That means that the rain may pull out earlier on Saturday. We are looking at mild temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the 60s, and we'll walk through that timeline for our weekend showers coming up.
A32 right now as we take a look at traffic, and we are still tracking some big delays out there on the west side of Raleigh. We have that earlier crash on 40 westbound between Wade Avenue and Harrison Avenue. That has largely cleared. We still have some activity there in the median, but still seeing some lingering delays as you head out of South Raleigh through the US 1 interchange out toward Wade Avenue, and also on outbound Wade Avenue itself, some backups between 440 and I-40. Also looking at lingering delays coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound with some heavy backups between the 210 and 42 interchanges. That earlier crash right around the Clayton bypass has cleared, but it's going to be a while before we can get those delays worked out there on 40 westbound. Consider using Highway 50 up to 42 as a good alternate route this morning. Latest sensor update indicating about a 20-minute delay overall heading from 210 up to that 42 interchange. Also still tracking some backups in South Durham with a crash on 40 eastbound right around the 55 interchange there on the right lane. That's still blocked, and we're still seeing some heavy backups from around the 751 interchange leaving Chapel Hill heading through South Durham. It's about a 7 to 8 minute backup right now. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from 55, you'll be on the other side of those backups.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Power is back on this morning for thousands who lost it as strong winds and rain blew through that area yesterday. At one point last night, more than 1,300 homes and businesses in Carrboro were without power. Customers in Knightdale also lost power due to a blown transformer. This morning, the Duke Energy map shows only a handful of outages in the Sandhills.
Also, Michelle, just a few delays and cancellations at RDU this morning, where we have this live look for you at Terminal 2 there. That was after last night's weather forced dozens of disruptions to flights. More than 70 were delayed yesterday. It appears they're getting back on schedule, though, this morning. Many of them were going to or coming from destinations along the East Coast as that storm moved through.
And fire officials in Johnston County are working to learn the cause of a fire that burned more than a dozen cars in a salvage yard. Fire broke out at the facility on Sedisco Road near US 70 in Wilson's Mills last night. 16 cars were involved. Crews were able to put the fire out in about 30 to 40 minutes, stopping it from spreading to other cars in the lot.
Major shakeup for GOP leadership in the Senate is looming at the US Capitol, where you're looking live right now this morning. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced yesterday he will be stepping down from his role in November. In his announcement on the Senate floor, McConnell said he will continue to serve in the Senate, but will allow the next generation of leadership to take the helm. Three Senate Republicans are being closely watched as potential successors. Senators John Thune, John Cornyn, and John Barrasso are considered to be leading candidates. Senator Rick Scott of Florida challenged McConnell for the role 2 years ago, may also push for that position.
New this morning, the death toll in Gaza since Israel's war with Hamas began in October has surpassed 30,000. That's according to the Hamas-run health ministry. It comes as the U.S. considers airdropping aid into Gaza, according to two officials. The United Nations says more than 2 million people in Gaza are at imminent risk of famine. U.N. aid trucks are no longer crossing into Gaza because it's too dangerous. Earlier this week, five nations airdropped relief into the Gaza Strip. U.S. officials are calling on Israel to open more passages for aid into Gaza.
Efforts are happening in Durham to try to curb the increase in juvenile crime there. Today, a county advisory council will talk about funding for programs to address the problem. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains the new police data that shows a big uptick in crimes committed by young people.
Juvenile crime is up in Durham. That's according to the latest report on crime from the Durham Police Department. Take a look at these numbers. Juvenile crime offenses in Durham went up more than 49% from 2022 to 2023. Today, community leaders will talk about ways to change that. The report shows larceny was the most common juvenile crime. There were a total of 76 juvenile larceny offenses last year, up from 55 the year before. Durham County's Juvenile Crime Prevention Council is meeting today. They're discussing funding funding options for programs to help delinquent or at-risk youth. They already have $71,000 from the state. Today, the group will discuss ways to best allocate those funds, and the programs they select to fund should go into effect July 1st. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
Former President Donald Trump is facing a challenge in Illinois, where a judge ordered him to be removed from the state's ballot. The surprise move is the latest based on arguments involving the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban. Colorado and Maine have made similar moves. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in the Colorado case, and once justices make a decision, it will set a precedent all states must follow.
Senate Republicans have blocked legislation that would protect access to in vitro fertilization. The bill would establish a federal right to treatments, but senators objected to a vote on the issue, even after widespread backlash to a recent ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court threatening the practice. Democrats pushed for it, with some noting their own experience with IVF.
It's a little personal when a majority male state Supreme Court suggests that people like me who became parents with the help of modern medicine should be in jail cells and not nurseries.
Several clinics in Alabama have announced pauses for IVF services offered.
Happening now in the Live Center, a major soccer, international soccer star banned from the sport for doping for 4 years. This is the superstar we're talking about, Juventus star Paul Pogba. He tested positive for testosterone after a game back in August. Testosterone is a banned substance. He was suspended by Italy's National Anti-Doping Tribunal in September. Italian prosecutors back then requested a maximum four-year ban in December. And that's exactly what happened today. Of course, Pogba is appealing this decision.
And to college basketball now, Duke basketball star Kyle Filipowski is back on the court. He returned to the court for last night's game against Louisville just days after a collision with fans storming the court after Wake Forest's upset of the Blue Devils. There was some confusion on how severe Kyle Filipowski's injury was. Coach John Shire admitted that he misspoke and called it an ankle injury. It was a knee injury. Filipowski was in Duke's starting lineup and ended up finishing the game with 9 points and 10 rebounds. Duke beat Louisville 84-59.
Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark has two new entries into her record books this morning. Clark scored 33 points in Iowa's win over Minnesota last night, and that eliminates an asterisk in her status as women's college basketball all-time leading scorer. She now is ahead of Lynette Woodard of Kansas, who set the record before the NCAA officially sanctioned women's basketball. She is now only 18 points away from setting the all-time record for scoring among men and women. Clark also hit her 155th three-pointer of the season. That is a new single-season record.
The Powerball jackpot is growing higher. No one won the top prize in last night's drawing. The estimated jackpot for the next drawing Saturday night, $443 million. The winning numbers last night were 16, 26, 29, 38, and 50. The Powerball was 6 and the Power Player was 2. You can watch Saturday night's drawing on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. And tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot is $607 million. You can also watch the drawing on WREL.
We have a wealth of legal knowledge here. Just a phone call away for you tomorrow. Five on Your Side's Lawyers on Call will connect you with North Carolina licensed attorneys for free. Get your questions answered anonymously and let a professional connect you with additional resources that can help you figure out just about any legal issue. Lawyers on Call tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Coming up, if you've ever watched an Iron Man movie and thought, I want to fly like that, this new sport could be for you. The world's first jet suit race got underway in Dubai. We will explain coming up.
Count me in. guitar from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is making a difference for a school for foster kids. I'll tell you how the lucky winner of that guitar surprised everyone at a charity auction. .843 is the time right now as you take this live look right down Fayetteville Street from our Jimmy V cam as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. notoriously windy on that street, like a little tunnel it forms there. Winds have calmed down from yesterday, at least a little bit. And the chill has arrived right on schedule, Elizabeth.
And so has the sunshine. Look at this. This is the first time that I've seen widespread blue skies on the camera. So just in the last 10 or 15 minutes, we've really seen those high clouds thinning out dramatically. It is still a little bit breezy. You can see the flags here in front of the legislative building flying just a bit. So winds, 5 to 8 miles per hour. But even at that light amount, it makes it feel chilly out there. We've had our cold front move through, and it's opened the door to a dry air mass. You can see that dew point at 19. That's an indication of dry air. It is 40 degrees, so it's cool out there, and we'll stay in the 40s all the way up until around lunchtime. We only climb into the low 50s for highs this afternoon. Right now, it is 34 in Roxborough, 38 in South Hill. That's where the cold air is coming from, so it's filtering in now. 38 in Southern Pines. Elsewhere, temperatures are in the low 40s, so it's a chilly one. A little bit of a light wind out there right now. That will continue to drop off as we head through the afternoon. Yesterday, our high was 72, but of course, it was windy and it was cloudy, and then, of course, we had that big band of rain that came through. Today, much cooler at 53, almost a 20-degree drop. 53 in Raleigh and 52 in Durham, 55 degrees in Fayetteville this afternoon, mostly sunny skies. A lot of the country seeing these cool temperatures. The blue shaded area is where temperatures are below normal, but very quickly, we get back into some warm air. We'll start to feel it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. That warmer pattern, it moves back in and sticks around for a while. Our normal high is 59, 53 for today, and then 54 tomorrow. Some changes for tomorrow with the new runs of the high resolution models that are coming in this morning. We're seeing the timeline of Friday's rain moving up earlier. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. That could mean that we'll see the rain moving out a little bit earlier on Saturday and leaving more of the weekend dry. And with these pleasant temperatures, that won't be too bad. 65 Saturday, 68 Sunday, 70 on Monday, and 70s on Tuesday as well. This is a look at our chance of rain. We're looking at the chance that we'll begin to see some showers as early as lunchtime from the Triangle area southward, and then that will continue to spread north and east with a heavier rain late in the afternoon and in the evening. And right now, it looks like we can start to see that rain Saturday pulling out by around 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning. It does look cloudy for the rest of the day on Saturday, and we'll continue to watch the computer models. We're waiting on a new run that should come in just in about 2 hours, which we'll have for you on our noon newscast, and really be able to fine-tune that forecast for Saturday. 70 on Monday, 71 on Tuesday, 65 Wednesday with another chance for rain.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A student at McDougal Middle School in Chapel Hill faces serious consequences. Carrboro police have now filed a juvenile petition for a threat of mass violence on a school campus. In a letter to parents, Principal Chris Horn said no guns were involved in the threat.
New this morning, an investigation is underway at a university in New York after an attempted stabbing on campus. Deputies received a report of a person who entered the School of Pharmacy building and approached an employee with a knife. Fortunately, the employee was not harmed and police were able to recover the knife. That person ran from the scene, sending the university into lockdown. The order has been lifted and deputies say there is no danger on campus anymore. They did not say who the suspect is or if that person is in custody.
Fans of beer made by Anheuser-Busch have something to cheers about. The brewer and Teamsters have reached a tentative deal. About 5,000 union members were ready to strike at midnight, but both sides did reach an agreement. Drivers got an immediate $4 an hour raise and an $8 increase over the life of the contract. Workers also got $2,500 signing bonuses, increased vacation time, and restoration of retirement benefits. Meanwhile, 400 union members at a Molson Coors Brewery in Texas have been on strike for almost 2 weeks.
Good news for renters in Raleigh. New numbers show the price is finally headed down after skyrocketing since the pandemic. A large number of new apartments made finding one easier, cooling the prices just a bit. And with that being said, the average rent for a one-bedroom place still between $1,300 and $1,500 a month.
Remote workers in the Raleigh-Cary area have it second best. According to a report looking at the best places to work from home, Boulder, Colorado is number one, followed by Raleigh. Durham-Chapel Hill ranked ninth. The study looked at housing costs, percentage of remote workers, internet access, and commute times. It found just over 16% of people in Raleigh and Cary work remote, which is well above the national average. Where the area lost points was its higher housing costs. In today's entertainment news, Eugene Levy and Helen Hunt join two hit series. A 90s classic gets a reboot and more. Here's Ashley Dvorkin with the Hollywood Nation.
A 90s classic gets a remake, Skarsgård transforms, and Levy joins a murder mystery in the Hollywood Nation.
Well, you know, who are we without a homicide?
Only Murders in the Building has recruited another A-list star. Eugene Levy will play a recurring role in season 4 of Hulu's murder mystery comedy. The Schitt's Creek star is among the new star-studded lineup for the upcoming season, which includes Eva Longoria and Molly Shannon. They will play alongside returning cast member Meryl Streep and series regulars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez.
There she is, Deborah Vance.
HBO has also added new famous faces to season 3 of Hacks. Helen Hunt, Christina Hendricks, and Christopher Lloyd are among six actors guest starring on the Emmy-winning series. The show returns this spring. Bill Skarsgård is a tattooed Avenger in today's first looks. Lionsgate released three images of the Crow remake, featuring Skarsgård as Eric Draven, alongside FKA Twigs as his fiancée, Shelley Webster. The film flies into theaters June 7th. And the BET Plus original Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is a reboot of the 1991 film of the same name. The teaser trailer stars Simone Joy Jones in the role previously played by Christina Applegate. The cast includes Nicole Richie and June Squibb. The film opens in theaters April 12th.
I'm Ms. Durack, the babysitter.
That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting.
Here's a new type of race. Feels like it's right out of an Iron Man movie. The Dubai Sports Council hosted the world's first jet suit race. Where do I sign up for this? Eight pilots soared over Dubai's harbor for several hours yesterday. The company that makes these jet suits, Gravity Industries, says the suits can reach speeds of 80 miles per hour. Pilots and organizers hope the event will gain some traction.
Who are going to push the limits of human and machine technology using our 1,500 horsepower jet suits, flying around an obstacle course over water to really deliver a spectacle that is more akin to a Marvel superhero film than it is anything seen before.
Yeah, it is. The participants, most of whom were pilots affiliated with Gravity Industries, competed in pairs with a knockout round for the finalists. One participant did fall into the water, but I think that's why they do it over the water. So,
yeah.
You know, kind of a soft landing. But 80 miles per hour, you'd skip across the water, and that would probably hurt a little bit.
I mean, that's kind of fast. Yes, you're over water, but yeah, that would hurt if you fell, you know, going that fast. That's cool, though.
It is pretty neat. Real-life stuff right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Looks like the future.
I know. And they're racing, and you know.
Wild. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, a school for foster kids is getting a big donation after a guitar signed by Taylor Swift was sold at auction. The school in Arizona held a raffle to raise funds to expand the school's building. The top prize was a guitar Swift played during her Eras tour. When the winning ticket was pulled, $20,000 was raised. The winner then gave the guitar right back to the school to auction off again. How cool is that? Another $15,000 was raised before the guitar was finally given a new home.
It's leap day, and that means we get an extra day in February. Some businesses are dishing out some extra special deals for today. You can start off your leap day with some free breakfast from Wendy's. The fast food restaurant is giving away Cinnabon pull-aparts. No purchase needed. Krispy Kreme is giving a dozen glazed donuts to anyone born on leap day, as well as a discounted dozen for anyone who purchases one at regular price. Chipotle is giving away free guacamole for customers who use the code EXTRA24 in the app.
I'll take one of each.
Yeah, right?
Well, of course, people online are having some fun with Leap Day. This person used some math skills to apply the "It's been 84 years" meme from Titanic to represent people who only celebrate their birthday every 4 years, finally turning 21. Another social media user wonders in their Microsoft 365 software will work on this 366th day. And a TikTok user is reminding people anything they post won't show up in memories for another 4 years. So go big or go home.
But stay with us before you do that. Before we go to break, here are the winning NC Education lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.